In 2015, Asia King, a Detroit stripper better known by the nickname Zola, fired off a string of nearly 150 tweets that unfolded with the breathless tension of a serialized drama. It was the story of a black woman following a white woman on a cross-country journey filled with sex, peril, drugs, and violence, and Zola's self-deprecating approach and witty asides caused it to go instantly viral. The thread may have unfolded like fiction, but Zola insisted it was all true, and now her saga has been dramatized into a film also called Zola, a dreamy, menacing road trip odyssey filled with as much uneasy comedy as impending violence. The film begins as Zola, played by Taylor Page, is waiting tables and strikes up an insta-friendship with one of her customers, a fellow exotic dancer named Stephanie, played by Riley Keough. She has a proposition for Zola. Drive to Florida with her this weekend, where they'll make bank dancing in clubs with more relaxed policies. Zola reluctantly agrees, hopping into an SUV with Stephanie's bumbling boyfriend, played by Nicholas Braun, and a shady figure known only as X, and played by Coleman Domingo. It doesn't take long for Zola to figure out what's going on. X is Stephanie's pimp, this weekend is about more than dancing, and Zola herself is expected to participate in illicit activities she didn't sign up for. But Zola has an entrepreneurial spirit, becoming both an asset to X's bottom line and a rock in his shoe, suggesting Stephanie raise her rates and stepping in as a chaperone of sorts. The script, written by director Janixa Bravo and Tony-nominated playwright Jeremy O. Harris, is filled with strange flourishes and flights of fancy. We get timestamps that look like iPhone lock screens, and Twitter notification sounds that worm their way into the soundtrack. We see certain things from Stephanie's contrary POV, emulating all the unreliable narrators on the internet. But Zola doesn't quite go far enough with any of those bold concepts. In fact, it doesn't even bother to include a third act. Zola's original thread wrapped up with an epilogue, but the movie adaptation instead builds and builds and builds before ending so abruptly that I sat through the credits waiting for one last scene. Zola comes courtesy of the beloved indie distributor A24, the most distinctively branded movie company around right now, and it feels almost like a greatest hits collection. It recalls the all-night liquor stores and seedy motels of Sean Baker's The Florida Project, as well as the last few films by Harmony Korine, who has a tendency to make lawlessness and debauchery feel almost hallucinatory. I also scribbled a few other titles in my notes as I watched the movie. Sofia Coppola's The Bling Ring, Josh and Benny Safdie's Good Time, Andrea Arnold's American Honey, and what do you know, they're all from A24. So maybe Zola would have seemed more revolutionary or unpredictable a few years ago, but it's at least driven by a quartet of deceptively tricky performances. Keough is both hilarious and horrifying in an almost impossible role, playing a white woman employing an offensive approximation of what she considers a black dialect. Braun, in a dress rehearsal for the hapless character he'd eventually play on Succession, is so convincing as a guy who's always tripping over his own feet, and Domingo toes the line between being charismatic and contemptible. And then there's Taylor Page as Zola herself, and it feels like a star-making performance. Her Zola is more than just a brash storyteller or a wry observer, a smart, confident woman who must retreat into herself in order to endure the craziness around her, only to unleash it all in a barrage of tweets later on. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Nathan Weinbender.